I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Congress is once again discussing the ongoing challenges surrounding agriculture labor shortages and immigration reform. Western Growers President and CEO Tom Nassif detailed the case for agricultural immigration reform before the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration and Citizenship. Nassif testified that what growers are asking for is not political, but in the long-term interest of the industry, as well as strong humanitarian interests.
Some of our pressing needs would include a legal status for our long-standing, reliable, existing workforce and their families without the need for a touchback. An H-2A remake that is not an administrative nightmare, is it not price our producers out of business. The ability to fill all of our jobs without the burden of a cap. Since these workers are not taking work away from those legally eligible to work, there's no displacement, and there's no economic model that would justify hiring more workers than are needed. And lastly, establish E-Verify for agriculture only so that we have adequate enforcement.
Nassif reminded lawmakers that Western Grower members produce, pack, and ship roughly half the vegetables, fruits, and three-quarters of the tree nuts in the U.S., grown both conventionally and organically. Congress is considering the so-called Blue Card Bill, which would allow agricultural workers an eventual pathway to citizenship, as well as provide the ag industry a more stable workforce. I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.